I would like to turn your attention to the verses 42 and 43 that we have read in Exodus chapter 28. This shall be a continual burnt offering throughout your generations at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation of before the Lord, where I will meet you to speak there unto thee. And there I will meet with the children of Israel. Particularly the last expression of verse 42 and the first of verse 43, where we read of the place where God will meet with men. We want to think today of that place, the place that we have sung of in that hymn, Redemption Ground, the place of the altar, the place of sacrifice, where the Lord has said, there I will meet with you. Old Testament Levitical ritual is, of course, an important part of the overall revelation that God has given to mankind. The Old Testament economy, the Old Testament Levitical age in the nation of Israel, and God's revelation in the sacrifices and the types and the shadows of all of those sacrifices and offerings and various laws compose really the major part of our Bible. These sacrifices lie in the background to the bulk of what God has had to say to mankind. If we take simply the Old Testament and New Testament divisions of our Bibles, the Old Testament is substantially larger than the New. The Old Testament period covered a prolonged period of Earth's history. And for the most part of Earth's history, and in the greater part of the written Word of God, these things are very much to the fore. The symbols served to instruct the nation of Israel initially in that substantial truth that would be revealed in Christ and is revealed in Christ and in the New Testament to its fullest extent. I think that we will likely be familiar with the imagery that the apostle uses in Hebrews chapter 10, where he spoke of the law having a shadow of good things to come and not the very image of those things, speaking particularly in the context of the sacrifices that were offered in the Old Testament period. He describes them as a shadow, a picture, an illustration of much more substantial truth that would be revealed as Christ came as the great fulfillment of all of those types and shadows of the Levitical age and of the Old Testament period. All of these things, although sadly many of God's people today dismiss them entirely, never think to read through the Old Testament, never think to study the sacrifices and the Levitical rituals, and in doing